The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda will be in a little bit later. Today, the 17th of September and 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hear us everywhere in the world. You can run, but you can't hide. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Keeping you as long as we can.
Yes, sir.
Ben is constantly moving up in the world.
Yes, sir. So, ain't gonna put me down.
What national day is it today?
We have a lot of great ones today. Let's do Constitution Day.
It is Constitution Day. Yeah.
And National Apple Dumpling Day.
Whoa, apple dumplings. Have you ever had an apple dumpling?
Yes, sir.
You have. Did your mom make them?
I think it was my little sister's.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, gosh, let me see. Got some rain yesterday, and today, partly sunny with a high near 75. Tonight, it's going to be a low around 56 and a 30% chance of showers this evening. Tomorrow, 50% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 79 and a low around 56. And Thursday, sunny with a high near 89. Friday, it's going to be sunny. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and the temperatures start going back up. Friday's going to be about 88, and Saturday, 91, Sunday, 94, and Monday, 94. But they're not up in the triple digits, but it's still going to be warm out there. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, a veteran-owned business, provides senior and veteran discounts. Plus, they have other payment plans out there. They take care of their customers. They really do treat their customers like friends. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Donna, Arisa.
Arisa.
Okay.
Good morning,
Carl. I only see you every so often. So.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault at all. I should be better. And you're with Wings of Angels.
Yep, I sure am.
And you got an event coming up.
We do, actually. We have two events.
Okay, but before we start, let's talk about what Wings of Angels is.
Wings of Angels is a local grassroots nonprofit that my husband Dan and I created 23 years ago now. It was a way to honor our daughter Alyssa. She was 4 years old when she was diagnosed with leukemia, and after a 5-year battle, we lost her. And when that happened, we decided that we wanted to help families that were going through the same things that we had gone through, that had seriously ill children and had to leave the Reading area to get treatment.
Okay. And what were some of the things that Wings of Angels offers families?
You know, honestly, the most important thing is the support that they get emotionally from other families. We have a really great network, and so because of that, we've got parents that have children with cancer that are able to talk to other parents that maybe have a newly diagnosed child. That right there is one of the very important things, so that they don't feel like they're alone. But the main thing that we do is we provide financial assistance, and every month we mail out gas cards and grocery cards right now to 29 local families in just the last 6 weeks, we have had 5 local children diagnosed with cancer. So
that's
we're,
terrible.
You know, we seem to go through spurts like that. And, you know, all of the money that we put out for these families are our funds that we privately raise, that other organizations do events for us that allow us to help the kids and that. And on an average, we send out more than $6,000 a month to families. We do anything from vehicle repairs to buying tires for their cars. We pay utility bills. We've paid mortgage. We've been able to donate 9 vehicles to families. So we do the things that insurance doesn't do. Insurance doesn't pay for your groceries when you're down in the hospital for 2 months, and they don't pay for your tolls, and they don't pay for your gas. And so we try to fill the gap on that.
Wow, that's just wonderful.
Thank you, Carl.
Yeah, y'all have been around as long as I've been here, of course. You said 22 years?
Yeah, actually, we lost Alyssa 23 years ago, and we created the foundation in May of 2002. And today's kind of a special day for our family, but it's also a sad day because we would be celebrating Alyssa's 32nd birthday today.
Wow. But you have reached out to all those other people that you've been able to help.
We've sure tried.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that we've really had a goal of doing is to bring childhood cancer awareness to the forefront. We all know about Think Pink and everything. And a number of years ago, one of our young boys had a brain tumor, and he was in a local grocery store where he saw all of the pink. And he asked his mom what all the pink was for. And when she explained, this 8-year-old boy looks at his mom and says, "But what about us kids?" And that was something that's always kind of stuck with me. And I wanted the kids to know we could do better, that we could bring awareness to what they're struggling with. Many of the kids, they go through types of cancers that adults will never see. And
what kind of cancers do kids get? I mean, you do see it all the time.
Absolutely.
And, but are there certain types of cancers that children get more so than adults?
There are actually. One of our little guys right now has a brain tumor. It's called DPIG. That's something that you do not see in adults. A lot of the osteosarcomas and the Ewing sarcomas you tend to see in younger boys and younger girls that are maybe in their early teens. Leukemia, adults do get that, but we've just had 5 kids, or actually 4 out of our 5 kids in the last 2 months diagnosed with leukemia. Leukemia is very prevalent with children, and there's just a lot of the retinoblastomas. You don't hear very often of an adult with retinoblastoma, which is a cancer that affects their eyes, and ultimately they
leukemia,
lose them.
Leukemia, that many children getting it over the last few months. Is leukemia, I mean, can it be brought on by living conditions? Or, I mean, does anybody, I mean, I know that I'm reaching out there, but it seems like 4 cases in the last 5 months seems like a lot.
And that's actually in the last 5 weeks.
I'm sorry, in the last 5 weeks.
Yeah, just, you know, for that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Carl, we've had a lot of discussion about that. And I think that a lot of us that are touched in this community feel that there's several things that are involved in that. And, you know, part of it is obviously your genetic background that gives you a predisposition. But I also think that a lot of things are environmental. If you kind of think about it, Shasta County is at the north end of the Sacramento Valley where the air settles. We're on waterways that have many golf courses and farmland and stuff. And, you know, what do we have that's leaching into our, you know, into our waterways and things like that? Does that affect us? I don't know. But I look
wonder
at
if smoke
some of,
from fires might have something to do with it. We've had a lot of fires.
That I was going to tell you is I have kept statistics since we started, and one of the things that I noticed was immediately after the car fire, we had a big upswing in a kind of cancer that had been pretty rare to us before. And over about a 13-year period, we had had maybe that many children diagnosed with brain tumors. And immediately after the car fire, we had 19 children diagnosed with brain tumors.
Hmm.
So,
wow.
You know, that whole environmental thing, we can all only guess. But I do feel that part of our problems are our environment, obviously.
Okay. I'm here with let me try again, Donna. Ariza. I got it now. From Wings of Angels. And we're talking about children with cancer. And their organization, they started after they lost their child, who had been 32.
Yep.
This week?
Today.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So they're getting ready to have an event here to raise money. They give $6,000 a month to families whose children have cancer. That pays for the things insurance doesn't, like food and gas. And some cases, y'all have even gotten cars to people in many cases so that they could take care of their kids. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
I found my thrill. Oh, Blueberry Hill.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Aksum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Aksum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses bread, and toasted nutmeg, with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna
dance with me. Okay, I won't sing. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be in a little bit. I'm here with Donna Ariza, and we're talking Wings of Angels, and you've got a big event coming up here this weekend.
We do, Carl. We actually have our first ever, we have done a dinner at Wind River. And it's a great gala that we're having down there just to kind of highlight our kids. And it's something that if you haven't gotten a ticket, I'm sorry that you didn't. We are sold out, but it is going to be so nice because we have videos of a lot of our Wings of Angels kids, and these mm-hmm. are all cancer kids that'll be running throughout the night and slideshows and everything. But it's just a great cause to bring awareness. And it was as a result of this dinner that we're having Friday night that we received the type of sponsorships that we have wanted to get for years, because there was something that we really wanted to do. And I think I had mentioned to you about the little boy that asked about what about us.
Yeah, what about us?
Well, I've had a goal since then to have the police department wrap a vehicle in gold. And this year, as a result of the dinner and some very generous sponsorships and the donation of all of his time, James Asbill from Reading Wraps, we were able to get a Reading Police Department, a sheriff, and an Anderson Police Department wrapped in gold with ribbons on them that say Fight Like a Kid, Childhood Cancer Awareness. And this whole event this weekend is precisely that. It is, yes, a fundraiser, but more than anything, we want to bring awareness to childhood cancer, and this is our way of doing it. So the dinner is on Friday night, and then Saturday we start off our car show that is hosted and held over at Everything Medical on Athens Avenue. And the greatest part about this car show is the judges for all of the classes of cars are children that have or had cancer. And all of these kids, I believe we have 27 judges. They'll be brought from the Civic Auditorium in escorted vehicles, classic cars. One of them, I don't know if a lot of you folks saw little Dexter Biazio. He's an 8-year-old boy with a brain tumor. And Sheriff Johnson on Friday swore him in as a deputy sheriff.
I saw that.
And so Dexter will be riding in the lead sheriff gold car. And then we've got Maseratis, we've got classic trucks, we've got everything. And the kids come up to the Everything Medical, and they arrive to a gold carpet that's like an Oscar-themed event. And we have hundreds of posters that are the people that are participating in there just to see the show. They grab the posters, and then as the kids are getting out of the car, they act like paparazzi, and they ask for autographs. And so these kids get out, they're announced, they're signing autographs and everything, and they're just made the star of the day. Then they go out, they judge their cars, and we have a nice raffle.
Face painting,
the
food, beer, music, and more. Stormtroopers. What are storm? Oh, you're talking about like from Star Wars?
Yeah.
Oh.
The Stormtrooper Ranch. They are at all of our events. And then everybody knows Squishy Doodle, face painting, you know.
Yeah.
She's our local TikTok hero and that. And so she's always there. And then there's a group there. It's called the Redneck Rippers. And they're a motorcycle group. And they'll be there doing stunts and stuff like that. And it's an amazing day to
celebrate. Sounds like it's
going to
be a great day. And it's going to be beautiful weather there that day, too. And this is free. Spectators are free. You can come in there, look at all the vehicles. You've got trucks, cars, motorcycles, and more. I'm almost afraid to ask what more is at this point. But, and 100% of the money raised goes to Wings of Angels.
Yep, to help our kids.
That's great.
Yeah,
so how do you, because it's free, you know, because you're there at 2376 Athens at Everything Medical. People come in, then, so things that they can buy, the raffle, on the raffle prizes and all this, all that money that comes in that's donated will go to our Wings of Angels.
Yes, it will. And registration for the car show, it's still open.
Mm-hmm.
You can drive up and sign up day of event. We've already got, I don't know, more sign-ups now than we've ever had in the last 2 years. And the biggest group are the ones that come in and sign up that morning.
Oh, yeah. They just
get there early to sign up and get your parking place.
Okay, so how early to, if you said, well, you know what, I didn't hear about this till now, Carl. So how do I get in? It starts at 10. So what time?
I think they're going to start parking cars at 7 a.m.
Okay, so if you get in there around 7, get yourself a parking spot. Like I said, the weather forecast shows it's going to be a beautiful day.
It's going to be great.
And it goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., food, drinks, music, face painting, the stormtroopers, and kids. And they're going to come in a procession.
They are.
Yep. They're having their own parade coming in. They get to sign autographs when they're coming out. Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah, we modeled it after the Oscars.
Well, the Oscar, first part of the Oscars, okay.
Yeah, the good part when they arrive
part,
and walk
they,
the carpet.
When they arrive and everybody's happy.
Yes.
And, you're hoping their clothes don't fall off sometime at that point, but we don't have to worry about that here.
No.
And it's for a great cause, Wings of Angels. The dinner you're having this Friday, is it this Friday?
Yes.
Is already sold out, so you just missed out on that. But but on Saturday, you can become involved just by stopping by there between 10 and 2. And
we really encourage you to be there by 10 o'clock to watch the kids as they come in.
Yeah, I would say, be there at the beginning when they're coming in and they're and their cars and classic trucks.
And they're fresh and happy.
And we have, and this year for the first time, you had the Sheriff's Department, the Anderson Police, and Reading Police have a car wrapped in gold, which is the Fight Like a Kid type thing to raise awareness for kids with cancer, childhood cancer, which we have had 5 cases in the last 5 weeks, did you say?
Yes. 5 new
kids. Wow.
You know, and I was looking at statistics last night for another organization, and I think since we've started, we've personally helped 150 children with cancer. You know, and I mean, maybe it doesn't sound like a lot, but the one thing that you have to remember is with children, none of our kids, not any of our kids, are treated here at home. They all travel. And as an adult, when we're diagnosed with cancer, a lot of us can have our treatments here. We don't have to leave home. You know, we might complain about having to go across town for this and across town for that. But we've had families that drive from Alturas to Oakland and families that are in Yreka that go to San Francisco. And so they're not given a choice. And that's what makes it so hard for the kids.
It's not easy.
Now, the mom last night just actually that I talked to for the first time, the first thing that she said is, now our family is separated and we don't know how we're going to deal with it.
This is just, it's one thing, it's bad enough for adults, but for kids it's even more so. And, the fact that having to be separated, but, what I've seen is kids fight this and they have this, almost an indomitable type of behavior that, they're still happy and they're still, pushing forward with all that and, the cases that I've seen.
Last night I actually met one of our young boys and he's 13. He'll turn 14 next month. And he first came to us when he was 10 months old with a brain tumor. And then he went through liver cancer, and then he went through another cancer. And just last week, they found out that he now has another battle ahead of him. And he actually is leaving today to go to Sacramento for surgery. Then he'll be there for about a week or so. But, you know, talking to that kid and seeing him, you'd never imagine what he's going through. And his attitude is, I'm just going to go in and I'm going to kick it again. You know, I'm going to crush cancer. And, you know, to see a young boy that his entire life has fought cancer and has the attitude that this had, a lot of us adults could take lessons.
A lot of us could.
Yeah.
If people want more information, Donna, who do they reach out to? Or is there a Facebook page or something?
We have both. We have our Facebook page. It's under the Alyssa Ariza Wings of Angels. And our website is AAWOA, which is Alyssa Ariza Wings of Angels .com.
Okay.
So we're both in those locations, and you can find us pretty easily just by Googling Wings of Angels. It'll direct you to either one.
And if you want to get a registration form, you just go to Classics, the number 4, cause.
Yes.
Classics for a cause, and it's the number 4. At AOL.com to get a registration form for this weekend.
Yep, and that Classics for a Cause will get you to the form and transfer you over so you can register and you'll be good.
And Karen says to say hello to you.
Tell her I love her. Thank you.
She says she loves you too. Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. That's this weekend, my friends. You've missed the dinner because it's sold out, but here's a chance to head on down to support Wings of Angels, which is a wonderful organization that helps children with cancer, helps their families get through these tough times. They're having a classic car show. It's going to be this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Everything Medical on Athens Avenue, 2376 Athens Avenue. And everything from raffle prizes to stormtroopers coming in.
Yep.
Stormtroopers being the Star Wars guys. Mm-hmm. And but be there by 10. Starts at 10, but if you're there by 10, you get to watch the children that have cancer will be coming in a special motorcade.
Mm-hmm.
And at 10 o'clock. So thanks. You know, thanks, Donna.
Carl, thank you very much.
Oh, this is...
I appreciate it.
No, this one's a toughie here, and in the sense of
what it's for.
What it's for, yeah.
Yes.
God bless you.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Bless the beast and the children. Give them a shelter.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. $1 from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 19th of September, 7:36 in the morning, it's going to go up to a whop. It's about, 61 right now. Broken clouds. Going to go up to about, 75 today. So, for Karen, Donna says hello back. And that she loves you. So, hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Ready Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I was supposed to have one of the Shasta County Office of Education candidates on today. I was going to have two of them on. And one dropped, and then I guess the second one's dropped because she's not here. So, people want to know who it was, and I'd have to look up the name, and I don't have my scheduler with me, so I can't tell you. So, now they may have sent me an email telling me that they couldn't be here, but we try to offer this open. We've got some more tomorrow. We have others scheduled. Tanessa Audette will be on Thursday. Even though we have Caffeinate for a Cause, what we'll be doing is Linda will still be there. But we'll do Caffeinate for a Cause, and then I'll come up here and interview Tanessa. She's running for the, of course, for the assembly seat, running against Heather Hafiot. And Heather's going to be on next week. We just got to work out a time for her. And so, trying to get everybody on that we can. And if you're a candidate out there, reach out to us at 530-605-4565 and give us a call and I'll get back to you. Leave your number if nobody's here to answer, but leave a number and we'll get back to you because I want to see if I can't get every candidate on before the election. And hopefully it'd be great, as once the ballots are mailed out to be able to have everybody on. Corky's on next week, trying to get Mary on. It'll be, just an opportunity for you to hear from their voices for, you know, our, during our show, how they would handle things, what's going to be different. If you're running for office and it's going to be, in your first time, what you hope to achieve, and if you are an incumbent, what you've achieved and what you hope to achieve in the future. I think what I see so far in the, Board of Supervisors is everybody talking about how we have to draw the, you know, to be nicer to each other. And there's nothing wrong with that, to be able to get work done that's for the county and to be able to move forward. And the city council, it's interesting to see the people running. I mean, we've got a distinguished group that runs every time, of course. But this time for the city council, we've got about, 10 people. I think by the time I counted them all up, are running for one of those three offices. The 2-year term, of course, has got 3 people running for it. And then the 4-year term has got 5, I believe. So what's that? 9 people running for city council. So I'm going to try and get, we've had a few of them on. We're going to try and get the rest of them on. We've already got scheduled some of those people coming and maybe get them on a second time before election day. So, okay. I don't know. Do you work in the evening, Ben?
Yes, sir.
You do. Okay. And what do you do in the evening?
I'm here.
Oh, that's right. Well, I mean, besides evening shows. But so, unless it's evening shows, you don't work.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. But you work in other places.
Yeah.
And you're getting ready to start another job.
We'll see.
We'll see.
No guarantees.
You ever watched a football stadium become just electric? They're like they're vibrating off the stands because their team is winning.
Yeah.
And did you watch the game last night?
No, I apologize.
Philadelphia against the Atlanta Falcons. Now, my kids are dyed in the wool. You know, when you use the word fan, and it's part of it is fanatics. You know, fanatics, fans. Got it. They are really true fans of the Philadelphia Eagles. When they're playing, they've got the green jerseys on. My granddaughter in her college dorm rooms or her apartments have the Philadelphia Eagle posters. I mean, when they won the Super Bowl, my son-in-law and my granddaughter flew back to Philadelphia so they could be there for the big parade that they have. So when I say that they're Philly fans, Philadelphia Eagle fans.
As am I.
Okay. Well, last night, it was really a good game. And the Falcons were just trying to hang on with the Eagles. And the Eagles go down. The Falcons were ahead by 2 points. And here comes the Philadelphia Eagles down the field. They get down to like the 10-yard line, something like that. And they've just got, you know, they've got 3 yards to, no, it's even closer than that. It's like 4 or 5 yards to score or, you know, or kick a field goal. Well, instead of, you know, handing the ball off to the running back who's just been ripping the Falcon defense, they decide to throw a pass, and they throw it to one of their best players. Hits him in the hands. He can't hang on to it. Clock stops. They kick a field goal to go ahead by 2 points, but they give the ball back to the Atlanta Falcons with 1:30 left. Need I say more? Sure enough, Kirk Cousins brings the Falcons down to the, takes them all the way down to like the 10-yard line with 4 seconds left. I'm sorry, it's like 17 seconds left. They kick a field goal, and now they are ahead with 14 seconds left. The stands, which was levitating at that point, It was just like a collective groan that comes out when the Falcon kicker makes the field goal. And they're behind now by 1 point. So
I can see the score. It's devastating.
And so they kick off to the Eagles. The Eagles come back. Jalen Hurts gets hit just as he's throwing the ball. It's an interception. Game's over. That's it. The whole stadium. In fact, the fans were booing as the Eagles were leaving the field. They had it. So that would be a really tough game to lose, especially in Philadelphia. The fans, they're football fans. They're like Green Bay. They're like real football fans. And so when something like that happens, you almost think to yourself, do I even want to walk out tonight after this? I'll just wait a couple hours in the locker room. Just lay here. That was going on.
That's what's in my head right now.
So I texted my daughter. When the Eagles scored and we were ahead, I texted her and said, yeah, good, go Eagles. And then when it was over, I said, well, then a little emoji of a little brown thing there. And she said, yeah, we played like that too. Anyway, okay. This portion of the show brought to you by by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials, because of other things going on, give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing. Work injuries are such that if they're treated correctly and soon gets the worker back on the line, back in there working. His employer wants him there. He wants to be there. His family wants him there. Sometimes it's not happening and you're going to need help. Well, Patrick Gorman's a guy you call if you need the help. A veteran, former law enforcement officer, went to law school, worked for the insurance companies for a couple of years and decided, no, I just don't like what's happening here. And he opened his own office in Palo Cedro. Now he's got the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. You need somebody that's going to fight for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. And he's an honorable man. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, jet skis, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor at 530-223-1300. And you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunch boxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. I was trying to sing along with this. Here in the studio is the KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof, two separate divisions. Judy Maxwell built this company starting in 1993 and has been helping families and veterans, seniors, business owners, all of us since then. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And if you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans, on 401ks for business owners, looking at insurance and all of these different types of insurance, and questions you have on, have you got the right investments? Is my 401 going the way it should? Give her a call at 530-221-0441 and get it for a free review and evaluation. Judy Maxwell treats her customers as friends. She really does. We have insurance with Judy, and real happy with the whole situation. Now, it seems like the second assassination attempt on Trump has dropped out of the news. I hope this doesn't become a monthly thing that this happens. But more information on this is, you know, people say, why didn't they have drones out? Why didn't they do this? Well, they did have drones out. And it appears that this guy had plunked himself down there 13 hours before. And I don't know, did he know he was going to be playing golf that day? He was anywhere from 300 to 500. I've been hearing both of them, both those numbers, 300 yards to 500 yards away. I actually heard a commentator say, well, you know, somebody with a scope and a rifle, I mean, this is like a no-brainer shot. Now, that's not true. It takes a certain level of competence. And did this guy have it? I don't know. But he did have the rifle. And he did have the scope on it. So, people are saying, well, how could he get within 500 yards of him? And that is a question, a good question, because when they sweep through, you would think that one of the things they would do would be having a, cart driving along the periphery of the fairway, since there is a lot of vegetation in those areas, you think they would be sweeping that back and forth. But as it was, with they had drones, they had teams all around there, counter snipers, counter surveillance agents deployed around the golf club. When they did, when an agent encountered the individual looking through his, he was glassing the area, you know, just binos. As soon as he saw him and saw the rifle, he took a shot at him, causing the suspect to flee. And then he was captured by local police because I guess a citizen out there had taken a photo of the vehicle and the license plate, so they got him down. This guy is a Trump hater, by the way. And the, which goes back to the elevated hatred of Donald Trump that you see. When you compare people to Nazis and all these, when you start talking about this, you have to ask yourself, if, you know, go back to this, into a scenario, and there's been movies and books and all this. If you could have killed Hitler in 1930, before he had taken over all of his, you know, knowing that he, what the damage he was going to cause to the world, would you have done it? Would you have done it? How about if you were there after he was born? Would you have done it? And how many lives would you have saved? Now, you don't know that that's what would have happened because you don't, you know, you can't foretell the future. But this question comes out. So when you compare Trump to Hitler, as many of our talking heads have done, saying he's going to destroy the world, he's taking away everybody's freedoms, blah, 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 blah. At what point does somebody that's a wacko out there, like this guy obviously is, that hates like this guy did, I'm doing the world a service. I'm saving the world. What do you think, Ben?
Yeah, I mean, if the news is going to keep saying extremist things like that, then they're practically encouraging behavior like this.
That's what I think. You know, as much as I disagree with Kamala Harris on a lot of things she says, I would never for a second ever say that she needs to be, quote, you know, eliminated. I mean, I would never say anything like that. She's running for president of the United States, and I can vehemently disagree with some of the things she wants to do. I just don't think it's right for the country. But then the country gets to select who our next president is going to be. You don't take them out with an assassin's attack. The thing that concerns me is not the long range, because, you know, of course, it always should concern everybody. But that guy that gets up close in a crowd, like they did for Wallace, like they did for Reagan when he was shot. And the other thing, too, is how many threats does a Secret Service have to address? And every so often they reach the level where they'll arrest somebody because of threats, because it could be a viable threat. It's not like, oh, you should die by, you know, next week. You know, I hope you eat poison mushrooms. No, it's, you know, it's a credible threat, and you'll see them arresting and somebody now and then. But you have to just imagine trying to protect somebody with today's technology from thousands, you know, from literally 1,000 yards away. Because technology is out there to be able to get first round hits at 1,000 yards. That's a long way. And yet, you know, we see it in combat. More times than you can imagine. So it must be a tremendous threat. And then the Secret Service. Now, I'm not saying Butler, Pennsylvania was their finest moment, because obviously it wasn't. It was a comedy of miscues and errors that people have already been relieved from, but maybe two people have been, you know, moved out of those assignments and all this. But when you see how bad it was, you know that had to have, it was a wake-up call for the Secret Service. So, in any case, people are, well, how did he get so close? Well, he'd been there for 13 hours, and we did our job. We got him before he could shoot.
Trump's just, he's such a vibrant character. Whenever they look through the scope, they're just blinded, and they just can't make their hit. He's that orange.
That was, you know, that was, it was funny, but uncalled for. Okay. Okay, here's something else for all you baby boomers. I know it's scary. Baby boomers, it appears, because baby boomers, you know, are dating, that, I know it's hard to believe, but baby boomers are dating more. And they're not used to dating in today's society. And it appears that skyrocketing sexually transmitted incidents are happening in the boomer generation. We'll be right back after the news.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The man suspected in the Trump assassination attempt camped outside a Florida golf course with food and a rifle for almost 12 hours, according to court documents. The suspect, 58-year-old Ryan Ruth, faces two federal charges, one of them possessing a firearm as being a convicted felon. Meanwhile, President Biden is denouncing political violence.
In the aftermath of another close call involving the life of Donald Trump, the president said,
"No place in political violence for political violence in America. None. Zero. Never."
He said taking up arms to settle political differences makes no sense.
America suffered too many times the tragedy of an assassin's bullet. It solves nothing.
Meanwhile, Trump is blaming Joe Biden and Kamala Harris for inspiring violence with their comments that he's a threat to democracy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Turns out Americans loosened the purse strings a bit last month.
The Commerce Department reports retail sales ticked up 0.1% from July to August. Online retailers, sporting goods stores, and home and garden stores reported higher sales. The data indicate that consumers are still able to spend more despite the cumulative impact of 3 years of excess inflation and higher interest rates.
Correspondent Jeremy House says the spending bump comes as Fed policymakers meet this week, deciding what to do about interest rates. An announcement on rates expected tomorrow. Israel says halting Hezbollah's attacks in the north so that residents can return to the area is now an official war goal as it considers a wider military operation in Lebanon. Boeing says it's thinking about temporary layoffs as a way to save cash during the ongoing strike by machinists. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 108 points, the Nasdaq trading 122 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey folks, Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back. But what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at the Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax advantage status. So text PREPARE to 989898. That's PREPARE to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
The number of people in Myanmar who have died in the wake of Typhoon Yagi has risen to more than 220, 80 others still unaccounted for.
But the huge amounts of moisture Yagi was carrying are continuing to cause chaos. In Myanmar, the mighty Irrawaddy River that runs right down the middle of the country has burst its banks, inundating thousands of hectares of farmland from the city of Mandalay all the way down to the capital, Naypyidaw. The situation is being made much worse by Myanmar's civil war. Before the storm, tens of thousands of people were already living in displacement camps. Aid agencies say there are many camps and many parts of the country that they now simply are unable to reach.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes. Soldiers have dropped sandbags from military helicopters to reinforce river embankments and evacuated residents as the worst flooding in years spreads across central Europe. News and analysis, townhall.com. Senator Marsha Blackburn calling for final approval of a bill aimed at increasing children's digital safety and privacy.
Senator Blackburn released a video Monday calling for the immediate passage of the Kids Online Safety Act, or COSA. The bill would require social media platforms to, quote, design for safety and to have that duty of care. It would place new limits on the types of features media platforms could offer to children amid growing concern about dangerous content and the sale of drugs, including those laced with fentanyl. It's passed the Senate but stalled in the House over concerns about government limitations on free speech. Bob Agner reporting.
A Native American tribe is trying to persuade a U.S. judge to extend a temporary ban on exploratory drilling for a lithium project in Arizona. It's near lands that tribal members have used for religious as well as cultural ceremonies for centuries. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Today, Tuesday, the 17th of September, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben, good morning, Ben. And it's, of course, it was Constitution Day. Oh, you can't talk because you've got all the microphones on.
Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
You can switch back.
We also have National Voter Registration Day. Everyone remember to register and make sure you're registered at your current address.
Mm-hmm.
And National Professional House Cleaner Day.
Professional House Cleaning Day. So, that's, you know what? Oh, that's, Linda's just rolled in here. And, okay, thanks, Ben. Now, today.
Good morning.
Linda Bott.
Hi, and, happy birthday.
We will introduce our guest. We haven't introduced our guest.
All right, well, we will.
You've got the weather.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Yes, it is gloomy outside, but looks like we're going to have a partly sunny today with our highs around 75 tonight. You know what? You know, when you think about you have your outside, I always say this all the time, your umbrellas and your pads. You know, there comes a time like, put them in, take them out. Put them in, take them out. So they're just are out there and they're saturated. So tonight, guess what? Don't even bring them in because tonight 30% chance of showers, mainly after 11. Mostly cloudy with our overnight lows of around 56. So that is today's weather. And tonight, tomorrow calls for 79. Gosh, talk about a jump. Chance of showers once again on Wednesday. Wednesday night, overnight lows of around 56. Mostly clear skies. And then on Thursday, look at how we jump all around. We want to kind of know, why am I achy? 89 on Thursday. Sunny, mostly clear Thursday night with our overnight lows of 58. Friday calls for 88 sunny skies. Clear then through Saturday and then on 91. So there we're jumping around with our weather. But we're happy to be here in the North State with this beautiful weather pattern. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Good morning.
On the 17th, it is Tuesday, and we have three very special guests in the studio. They make me smile. Love all the good work, all the good heart, and the good energy.
The CEO, of course, of Ready Rancheria,
good
Tracy
morning.
Edwards.
Good morning.
We have, we'll have special announcements.
Always.
Muriel Roscoe. And, of course, Miranda Edwards' favorite.
Good morning.
Oh, make sure she's turned on there, buddy. Make that other switch.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can shout, too. Good morning.
You don't have to now. I think we got you up and ready. In fact, I may have to turn mine down a little bit that one. Okay.
We have five microphones, and when yours is on, he can't be on. So you can't ask Ben.
No, I know.
So what do you think, Ben? So it's all here.
Well, and now it'll be quieter, except when he adds music at certain times, which he does.
Well, you know.
Or pithy comments via the
creative
internet.
License.
I actually recently found out that actually I can speak, but I can't mute myself individually, so I usually unplug myself.
Okay. That's probably a good idea.
Okay, young man, unplug yourself.
So can we say officially happy birthday?
Well, it is tomorrow. But I am celebrating all week.
Yes,
started over the weekend. So.
Well, so one of Linda's birthdays, it went on for 3 months.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
three or four months
it went on because it seemed like there were parties everywhere.
Oh, well, when you get to a certain point in your life.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
you haven't reached that point yet, though.
You know?
You only can have a couple of days.
You know, several moons have passed since the day you were born.
Yes.
And we are, isn't today the big super harvest moon?
I don't know.
I believe it is.
Okay.
So you can look out tonight.
No. It's not.
Okay, well. So
I don't think it is. I mean, I walk every night with the dog, and I look at the moon.
Okay, well, it's cloudy right now. So anyway, so you were born several moons, meaning, I don't mean like several moons, right? But you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean, yes.
Yeah, and so thank you. Thank you for all that you do, period.
Yeah, thank you.
Just, you know, celebrate you.
Yay! Absolutely. It's funny. I am known for being a bit sassy on my actual birthday.
Oh.
So I decided.
Did no comment.
Sassy.
Oh, sassy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think she said?
I thought she said staffy, which to me means that she would be very, you know.
No.
By saying
no.
That.
Sometimes I can get a little grumpy, so I decided to start celebrating all week.
Good.
So I could be.
Yeah, I get grumpy. I don't know. You know, for me, I know we got to get into business, but for me personally, what it represents is it's my personal new year.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So I reflect
yes.
on where have I been, mm-hmm. where am I going, and sometimes that makes me cranky because
yeah.
I've wanted to maybe accomplish goals.
Yep.
And so I put that on myself. So it's great to party.
Yes.
Because when you party and you celebrate, those are the things that will bring you joy.
Absolutely. We have to celebrate every chance we get.
Gratitude.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. So now shall we segue or take an early break?
No, we can segue now.
Okay.
We have enough time.
Okay.
So what are some of the big things that are happening out there?
Oh, my goodness. So I don't have any big announcements, but we are working hard and I know that you comment on that and all the work we do. We are really, really working hard right now. We are working on our health village. We're obviously working on the casino planning. We're getting ready to have a state of the tribe. Working on a powwow. I mean, we've got some big events coming up in this next month.
Yes,
so,
you do.
We are just working really hard right now.
Okay, let's segue right into the powwow, because wouldn't that be the first thing?
Yes.
That's before State of the Tribe.
Yes. Maria, are we going to talk about it, or Miranda? Which
and
one
because we want to make sure people know when this is. Mark your calendars, because what happens is you close your eyes in October, it's a whoosh.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we want to get it circled in red, buy tickets, or maybe we don't need to buy tickets.
You don't need to buy tickets.
Because that's the beautiful thing. Go ahead. Your turn.
Great. Well, first, the kickoff for the powwow is the way that we honor our elders, and we have that dinner on that Thursday, October 3rd, and tickets are available. They're $10 each, and you can go online to 530-440-9137. And we're honoring Ginger Murphy, Caroline Wilkes, Art Garcia, Shauna Phillips, and Millie Jackson. So if you want to call and ask for tickets, we'll give the information to Linda and come and honor. That's date Thursday.
Yeah, okay. And so where is that, and what does that look like? What does that dinner look like when you honor the elders? If you don't mind, give me a visual.
So the dinner is actually for all of their families to come and hear their spokesperson from their family.
Okay.
Go up and celebrate, talk about all of the that they've done for Indian
country.
That. Oh, it's beautiful. From oldest to youngest, all together. They honor them with a beautiful eagle statue and a blanket.
Oh, man.
So, and then during that, we also have the pageant. So we have all of the dancers go up and they do their talent, right? Their talent, and they showcase their dance. And then they dance together. So it's kind of a thank you to everybody. But the big night is Friday night. That's when you want to come to honor the elders and actually be able to walk around the ring with the elders. So it's arena dream.
Ooh, okay. So it's Thursday night if you wanted to buy tickets for that particular night, is that at
Wind River.
Wind River. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then we go over to
Reading Rodeo
there
Grounds.
There we go.
Yes.
On October 4th.
On October 4th.
Oh, okay.
And that's where we kick off.
Yeah, and October 4th is actually my birthday. The pal is always right around my birthday. So I'm really excited. The first night, the big night, will be on my birthday.
Do you dance?
You know, this is the very first year I'm going to be dancing. I decided the first night was on my birthday.
Good.
So when you go to powwow, one of my favorite parts is looking at everyone's regalia, so what the dancers wear. So my mom helped me this year. I sewed my own regalia.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And that's a huge part of powwow is, you know, sewing your regalia and finding all the right pieces is such a it's a family thing. It's a spiritual thing. It's a way to celebrate culture. So that's one of my favorite parts is looking at everyone's clothes. They're beautiful, and they jingle, and they make noises, and they catch your eye. So Friday night is when everyone kind of showcases their regalia at the grand entry.
And the best thing is everybody can see this. Mm-hmm. Everybody can come out to the rodeo grounds. It's free.
Yeah.
And because of the seating there in the rodeo arena there, you get to see everything. You're not down at ground level. You're up. And I would recommend getting, 8-9 rows up.
Absolutely.
And so you can see the whole, the grand entry, the individual dancers, the drummers, singers. And it's, plus you can, you know, you've also got, vending places to eat, but also, vendors that sell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would say, you know, I've been going to powwow as long as I can remember, and the Reading Rodeo Grounds has been my favorite venue because the first time we had it there 2 years ago, I walked up to the very top to see Grand Entry from, I went all the very top seat in the stands, and it was so cool. I'd never seen that view of Grand Entry before, and it was just beautiful. So it was so, it's been incredible that we've been able to come back to the Reading Rodeo Grounds and have that incredible view for everyone.
Yeah. Well, and we're going to talk a little bit about that in a bit, because tonight, people are showing up at City Council to put their foot down and their arms up about we don't want to move. 8:15, we have to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our favorite jeweler in town. That's Four Winds Jewelry. They made our wedding rings. They do it all. They are a full-service jewelry store, meaning that they will fix a watch. Estate pieces, whatever you need, loose stones. Always see about getting your rings and your jewelry tweaked, just like you would, change your oil in your car, because they do get loose if you wear them a lot. And you want to make sure that you keep things intact. So take a day and put your stuff together and go over to Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, for all your jewelry needs. We'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, this is your talk radio streaming on KCNR1460.com. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance to Mother Nature's song. I don't want this feeling to go away.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Harvest time means cash time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us for our $50,000
cash harvest.
Swipe to win drawing.
Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Win up to $200 free slot play at weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Don't miss the final drawing on September 26th and October 31st for a chance to win up to $2,000 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. And what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, jet skis, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor at 530-223-1300. And you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
The Shasta College Art Gallery is proud to host No Beginning, No End, a collected show of posthumous works by William Wareham, 1941 to 2023. Join us at Shasta College through October 18th with a guest lecture by Philip E. Lynn Harris, Chief Curator of Art Emeritus, Oakland Museum of California on Thursday, October 17th, 5 to 6 p.m. in room 400. There will be a reception following the lecture from 6 to 7 p.m. in building 300.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:21 in the morning here on the 17th. It's about 61 degrees out there, going up to a whopping 75 today. It looks like we could get some more rain. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank, local board of directors. I think it was founded in Red Bluff, but they have one branch. They have two branches right here in Redding on California Street and Hartnell Avenue, and their latest branch opened down in Anderson on Ventura Street. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. I will tell you, they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened, and we do business at Cornerstone. We're real happy. Our guest today from Redding Rancheria, the CEO of Redding Rancheria, Tracy Edwards, who is also her birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, yes, and good morning.
And Buford's over there getting petted by everybody. And Maria Orozco reaching out. She reaches out to everybody in the community.
Yes, good morning.
And Miranda Edwards' favorite, who is our...
Your favorite.
She's our favorite. And, so you know what? That's tough having a name like that. So who's your favorite?
It's really,
who's your favorite kid?
It's really hard. It's so tough.
Oh, it's so tough. We're talking about the...
We talked about the powwow.
Powwow.
If you're just tuning in, we talked about October 3rd and 4th and 5th, that the grand entry is on the 4th. There's a special dinner on the 3rd if you want to purchase those tickets at Wind River, where there's about four families where you get to really hear the history, which would be fascinating in itself, of those who came before us.
Yeah, these elders are nominated. Somebody submits an application or says exactly what they've done for Indian country and how much throughout their life they've done. It is powerful.
Mm.
Powerful. So kicking off that dinner, yes, on the 3rd at Wind River, then the 4th through the 6th, we'll see everybody at those Reading Rodeo Grounds.
And again, do you know the grand entry times?
Yes, I was wondering about that.
Because that would be, if you can only come out for a bit, that's when you'd want to come.
Grand entry at the rodeo grounds.
At the Reading Rodeo Grounds on Friday night, it's 7 p.m.
Okay, perfect.
And that's the Honored Elders Night. And then Saturday, it's 1 o'clock for grand entry, and it's 7 o'clock for grand entry. So you get two different times to be able to do that. And in between, you can have dinner. So you can actually, you know, stay with us throughout the whole day.
Right.
Gorgeous.
And there's food and vendors and people come visiting tribes.
From all over. Right. So Saturday night is where we crown, where our royalty goes out and says hello, because we do that every other year for that.
Why every other?
I think it's so that you can represent the represent the powwow as, so there's different age groups, and say you're in the junior Miss Stillwater, you go and you travel throughout the next couple years to other powwows wearing your Miss Stillwater powwow crown, and you get to tell everyone else at other powwows about the Reading Rancheria Stillwater powwow.
That's a pretty good idea, because it gives you a couple years to get around, because the concept of powwows, we're not the only one in the United in the whole United States that has one. You've got, there's a circuit that goes.
There's a whole circuit.
Yeah, there's a circuit. Canada.
People spend a lot of time traveling.
United States, I mean, and they, you know, compete.
There's prize money, and our powwow's now officially on a circuit. So people come and travel and compete for prize money, and you know, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah, so the people who are royalty, they get to represent for 2 years. They get to represent for 2 years and then come back and they can compete again, or the crown gets passed on to the next person.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, you were talking about, because you're dancing for the first time this year on your birthday, which is, as we found out, as you told the whole world, October 4th. But you've made your... your regalia.
I did,
You made your whole thing. And what's it composed of?
Blood, sweat, and tears.
I love it.
Spirit stitches. Yeah. I call them spirit stitches.
No, I'm learning a lot. There was a little bit of blood. I poked myself.
All right.
You can go buy your own fabric. The whole point is to be flashy. So powwows, you want to catch attention. So I'm doing jingle dress, dance style. So it's these little cones that are made of metal. You stitch them really close together in rows so that when you dance, they jingle and they make a beautiful sound. I want as much glitter or flashy or colorful so that you can catch people's eyes, catch their ears, while you're dancing. And so it's flashy.
Tell them about the fabric you chose.
So the fabric I chose is, it's actually black and red, but mine has, the red handprints are for missing and murdered Indigenous women. Mm. That's kind of the symbol, if you've noticed, in May is when we recognize missing and murdered Indigenous women and people. So my dress is, that's the theme that my dress is. So it's got a lot of black and reds and shiny, but a lot of people have different themes for their dresses, or it's just regalia they've had a long time that they worked on with family or that's been passed down, but it is made out of, you know, fabric, cotton,
is it have to be natural fabric?
I got mine at Joann's.
Something like cotton or wool or those kind of things, or is that restricted?
No, I think it's been modernized. So there's glitter, there's sequins.
Things you wouldn't have seen a couple hundred
years
ago.
Things you wouldn't have seen back in the day.
I think the key thing is the fabric has to be heavy enough to hold. I think she's got 200 jingles on their dress.
Mm-hmm.
So it's heavy, and so the fabric needed to be able to hold all of those.
Well, our friend Carolyn Ogilvie made her dress, and it's suede. She talks about when she goes out there on a hot day, she's dying.
This is beautiful. Yeah.
And if you, I believe the traditional dancers, the women's traditional, I think I'm correct, I hope I am, they have the leather, actual traditional looking, like sometimes stained leather regalia that's very intricate and looks very old.
Or a type of leather that's been,
And our powwow can be hot, but usually sometimes it rains one night too. It's always odd. Out of
never
the blue,
know.
It'll come.
You never
and
know
rain.
What it's going to do in October here. So the dinner for Honoring the Elders is going to be the 3rd. You can get tickets to that. I think you said
$10.
And that's for the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
Yeah.
In other words, it is the most reasonable price to eat dinner at.
Well, the reason it is sponsored by the Potter family.
Oh, okay. And by the way, let me give a big shout out to, we're doing, of course, our Marine Corps ball. Birthday ball is going to be
November
10th.
Yeah. Okay. On Marine Corps
and,
birthday.
And you all,
every year, November.
You all have been, always been so gracious to us out there. And I just want to give a shout out to you for that, for sure. Okay.
Time is slipping away, and we've covered now, I know, we've got a half hour left. I know we have several other topics. We are here to hear some more information. With other events that are coming up after, we've got, two or three that we discussed at the top of the hour that we want to cover. And I think there's another, an announcement, maybe. Do we have something?
We'll find out right after this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. In fact, it's across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, which used to be the old Subway. So it's right there on the corner there.
We know the spot.
We know the spot there. It's been, Cypress Square Barbershop's been around since 1960. Been in the same spot since, I think, 67. The only thing that's changed is they paint it. They take everything down and paint the walls, you know, every decade. Yes, of course they do. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. I've been going there for 17 years and never had a bad haircut. I give them a call at 530-244-9478. I make an appointment that works on my schedule and head on down there, usually at the same time Ted Lighty does, because we have our haircuts together. I know, it's a bromance, what can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Good morning. How are you on this Tuesday? So happy to be in this morning. Okay, if you're just waking up, 8:34 in the morning, it's the 17th of September, 75, partly sunny today. Chance of showers tonight. And it looks like we've got gloomy skies out right now. Tomorrow's going to be, there's going to be about 50% chance of rain tomorrow with a high temperature of about 79, overnight lows of 56. So, yes, we still have rain and showers in our next 2 days.
And we do.
For
and
the next 2 days.
Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And we're here with Redding Rancheria this morning with Tracy Edwards, who is the
good
CEO.
Morning.
And also her birthday tomorrow.
It is.
It is. Maria Orozco. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
We've known you forever.
I know.
And Miranda Edwards' favorite, who
good
is also a member of the team that gets all the information out to everybody. You got the State of the Tribe is coming up.
A very important event that really highlights where you've been, where you're going.
Absolutely. And you know, it's funny, I feel like we just did State of the Tribe. We only do State of the Tribe every other year.
Wow.
So if we want, we want to be able to give you new information, you know, and sometimes a year goes by and not a lot has changed. So years ago, we decided we would do the event every other year. So when they said, Tracy, it's time to do the State of the Tribe, I'm like, we just did that. But it wasn't. It was 2 years ago. So we will be doing the State of the Tribe event on October 22nd at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's 11:30 to 1. It is open to the public. We are encouraging you to come to the public. And we are selling out tickets fast.
Yes.
So is it your number, Maria, that we call?
Three tables left.
Yes.
Call me.
Yes. So we want to... this is our opportunity to invite people down and to educate them. I was talking to somebody in the community the other day, and I was meeting for the first time, and I said, you know, we're pretty transparent. We pretty much lay it all out there. So this is the event that will come, and we will just tell you what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to guess. You don't have to fill in the blanks. You don't have to wonder what the tribe's up to. We just put it out there. And we decided years ago that – you know, when we heard things that people would say, oh, isn't the tribe doing this? Or I heard that. We're like, we just need to put our own story out there so that people don't fill in the blanks. So we will come and we'll highlight 2022 and 2023. So we'll talk about stats and then we will tell you what's going on and what the future looks like. So come down to the State of the Tribe. I'm currently writing it right now, and it's funny. I've had a couple people suggest, I don't know if you guys use or have looked at ChatGPT. It's this program that I don't quite know how to use, but the young people in our tribe or, you know, in the office do. They're like, just put it in ChatGPT, and it'll write it for you.
Is it AI?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We use that.
Oh.
I mean, it's rare, but if I have like a 30-second commercial,
okay.
I'll go in and I'll say 30-second radio commercial, and I'll put in, you know, the two or three, four things in
right.
it. And 2 seconds later, it comes out with a 30-second commercial. Now, you may have to change a couple of the words.
Right.
But, I mean, it's incredible.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, and it's scary,
so
too.
You're
yeah.
going to do that. But
I am not going to do that. Oh. So I am yesterday, as I'm handwriting
right.
this thing out,
right.
I was like, I just can't quite do it. So I can assure you that it's about a 30-minute report. Was not written by AI.
All right.
Yeah, but here's the danger part in that AI and that chat. It'll put things in there, and it will even give statistics that it totally makes up.
Yeah, definitely have to fact check.
You really have to fact check it because it'll make up people. Yeah. It'll make up quotes. It'll make up books.
Yeah. So it's great to know that you put your attorney mind, because you have to think about grammar.
Yes.
Sometimes you write things and it's maybe not a proper way with a different way to approach a sentence. Like, that's my big issue.
It is. And, you know, yes, I've had a couple of people suggest it, and I like, Then I was like, nah, yeah. I'm not ready for that yet.
You're going to have your human touch on that completely, 100%. Okay.
Absolutely.
You know, the one thing I noticed in the, because we were there 2 years ago. Yeah, you're right. It just seems like it was last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you'll notice that the more of the birthdays you have, you know,
they come quicker.
I'll tell Linda a story and she'll go, well, how long ago was that? And I think about it. Well, it's about, you know, 20 years. But the statistics and the financials and all this are all laid out.
Yep. Yep.
That is something that, because it shows where everything goes if people have a question.
Well, and yesterday I was writing the section about philanthropy, and I think, Carl, maybe you've even asked, I get asked a lot, so how much money does a tribe give? And I can't quantify it. I've tried, because we have all of these sources. There's money, there's time, there's sponsorship, there's in-kind, and it's so much and from so many different sources. I've never really been able to get an accurate number. I can tell you, in our community fund, we've granted this amount. Our general fund, we've granted this. Our sharing fund, we've granted this. We have X amount of employees who participate in that. We give out, I don't even know if we keep track of, raffle items that we give to every event when they're doing their silent auctions.
Mm-hmm.
So I honestly have never been able to say, oh, Writing Rancheria gives X amount of dollars out per year. So
we understand that as a business. Have we ever really kept track of what we do in kind?
Mm-hmm.
And what does that term actually mean for some people, like where, you know, if somebody pays this much money for commercials, we double it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because if we have space just to say thank you or whatever.
Right. And there's an amount to
and
that.
A lot of times there are things that we don't ask for money for, so that would be like an in-kind. We've never really made we never kept track of that.
Right. So that's the one question. Well, how much does Rancheria give? I honestly don't have a number. But this book will lay out lots of different sources and funding that we give and supporting the community and the things that we're involved in. So I'm looking at the book here. So when we do the Theta Tribe event, we also use Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and Miranda is in charge of the book. So we put together a State of the Tribe book every other year, and we give that out to you. And also, every year when you show up, we gift you with a necklace when you come. And I saw the necklaces this year.
Yes.
Our cultural department's working on them, and they're different, and they're very cool this year. So
they've always been cool.
Yeah.
I kept every single one of them. I love them.
That's cool. And so people will be giving out a necklace to the guests that come.
That are handmade by...
Yeah. Yep.
By tribe.
By local people, yep. Mm-hmm. So it's a tradition. You know, you're coming to visit our land, so we gift you with something.
That's
what that represents. So it's a fun day. It's a fun event.
Highly recommend it.
Yeah.
We highly recommend it. And when they save 11:30 to 1, that's great because you're in and out.
Yes.
It's ceremonial. It's beautiful. It's informational.
You get fed.
You get fed.
And even though that's secondary, it's beautiful. And you get great information and a beautiful brochure that is like world class that you want to hold on to because it's done, the information, and that's just fantastic.
And we do that book in-house. We don't have a professional come in and say, oh, use these colors, use these layout. It is literally us sitting around a table looking at the pages and looking at the photos. So it's very personal. We put it together ourselves. And when you say, ask Carl if we get fed, that's another part of tradition. So we know that if you're having a meeting or you're inviting people, you're grumpy if you don't eat. So when you come to the tribe, it doesn't matter what you're doing, we feed you. And that's a big part. There's a budget for that. It's an expectation that we will feed you for stuff, which is funny, leads to gaining the tribal 20 when you come to work for the tribe. So you know how there's the freshman 20 pounds you gain when you're a freshman, you're in college?
Yeah.
The first year you work at the Reading Rancheria, usually you gain around 20 pounds.
I call it the wedding 20.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
it's because when we get married, it was, you know, because the life I lived before that, I was going and traveling in different places in the world. We got married, pat, hit the ground, and when it did, the next morning, I weighed 20 pounds more.
I call that I love you weight.
I love you weight. Yep. Oh, am I getting heavy? No, you get more to hug.
Yeah. Well, it's all balanced.
I would never say that to her. I would never say that. But you didn't gain that.
I did. You know. We both had to like look at each other and say, okay, we're going to work on this because we've gotten to like. And by the way, that brochure. Let's just do. We talked about her at the break. Janine Hendrickson. She shows up to a lot of the as a photographer, official photographer. She's been at the rodeo. She's been at the Barbie themed or your events that you do. That and she's done some of the work on the State of the Tribe booklet, which is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. What a wonderful piece for her to be able to show her art in photography.
Absolutely, yes. We love Janine. She does a great job. I recommend her for anybody. She's local, Janine Hendrickson Photography.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Right. It's time to take a break, and we will be right back.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Put a River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave. Why earn points? You can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back.
Is that Flock of Seagulls?
Is that what?
Flock of Seagulls?
That's actually from the Barbie movie.
Oh! Well, you know who would know that.
You should know that.
She's sitting across from me that would know that. That's fabulous.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Tomorrow, Sheriff's Department, possibly a Shasta County Office of Education candidate, and historical, Northern California Historical Society will be with us. I want to remind everybody tonight at 6 p.m., please come down to the City Council chambers and support the Reading Rodeo Association. We're laying out our plan for the future of the Reading Rodeo, and the more people we have in there, the better it is. We'll be down there, of course. But if you're interested in keeping the Reading Rodeo right where it is and not losing the Reading Rodeo, come on down tonight and show your support. That's at 6 p.m. in the Reading City Council chambers. Get there early so you can get a seat. Or you can just stand up and listen about what's happening and what is the city council going to do. All right, we're here with Reading Rancheria, who is, they know what the city council
is. We know nothing about the city council.
We're here with Tracy Edwards, who is the CEO of Reading Rancheria, Maria Roscoe, and Miranda Edwards' favorite. And we talked about the state of the powwow's coming up very soon. And the night before the powwow kicks off on the 4th, the 3rd is honoring elders. That'll be on the 3rd, and it's a dinner, so mm-hmm. people can go to that. Tickets are very reasonable. Then, of course, the powwow, October 4th and 5th. 4th through 6th, mm-hmm. excuse me, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, and mm-hmm. which is a great combination because when you get 100 dancers coming in, you need to kind of be up so you can watch the whole thing. And that's just a part of it. Vendors and so many other things. You can learn so much.
The vendors, we didn't talk much about the vendors, but we love the vendors. Lots of native crafts, jewelry, clothing.
Ew.
So if you,
all right.
Yeah, I set aside a small budget for the powwow every year.
Are you wearing any of it right now?
I think I've got this necklace at our big time, which is another version of our powwow. So
it's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
And the jacket.
Yes.
Oh, please.
Then we talked about.
I got dressed up for the radio this morning.
And we talked about the state of the tribe on October 22nd. That there's still some seats left, but that usually sells out.
Yeah. So if you don't actually get a ticket, it was 2 years ago. The last state of the tribe we did was the first year we had live stream video on our Facebook.
Oh,
so
cool.
If you don't get a ticket or if you can't step out of your office, you can log on Facebook and watch live.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah. So that's pretty great. We're excited to have that again. It worked out great last time.
Well, Maria said there's 3 tables left, so we're going to do some live reads on that to remind people in the next 3 or 4 days that this is a great opportunity to. Are they full tables? So, like, you could buy a business, could buy a table. Okay.
Table of 8. Yes.
Yeah.
And the proceeds of the State of the Tribe go to the Reading Rancheria Community Fund, which is a lead into the deadline for the fall. RRCF grant, Reading Rancheria Community Fund grant, is September 18th by 5:00 p.m.
Oh, yeah. So that's tomorrow.
Tracy's birthday. Any nonprofit in Shasta or Trinity counties, please, please solicit this fund. We love to help as much as we can.
That's
we don't start projects, but we sure end those projects.
And our application process is pretty fairly easy.
Very easy,
pretty straightforward application.
Absolutely. It's a couple. And if you want, you can call 530-244-1219 for the Community Fund of the North State. Or you can go online and apply at the cfnorthstate.org. And we will give that information to Linda.
Okay, give me the phone number again.
530 244 1219.
Okay. So there's a lot of people, you know, that we meet throughout the year in different organizations that we go to, and they've been around for a while and they need some help, and maybe they're not so good about getting online, and, you know, they're busy in the field, and they just maybe are looking for younger people to get involved that can, navigate this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so what comes to mind right now as you're saying this is that this is for us to get on the phone today and say, here's what you've got to do. Give a call or go online by
The application
tomorrow.
Yeah,
yes.
It's got to be have it in
by
tomorrow.
5 p.m.
Tomorrow.
So
okay.
Don't wait till 5, though.
Yeah, for tomorrow. So they can do it tonight or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
Okie doke.
And then those grants go up to, what, $2,500?
$1,000 to $10,000 a grant.
Ew.
Yes.
Well, and then when's the next time we all get together when that's...
So the other thing about that is all of the folks that have been given a grant this year will be invited to our Reading Rancho Community Fund dinner on March 7th, 2025, and the theme, Gods and Goddesses, so toga time.
Yes, I'm still wanting toga party as the theme. I'm still pushing for that.
Yeah.
Well, you and I were on the
so
same
girl.
Page. We got outvoted somehow last year. I mean, come on. How does the CEO get outvoted?
I know, huh?
And that should be interesting when you have tables that get themed. Like, you know, are they going to do, a table of Athenas? You know, or
I think that's a
Diana.
Little more, definitely more classy, because I imagine Carl in, at his table with a college toga party theme.
Oh, yeah.
With sheets.
Yes.
You know, not costumes.
Well,
I want
the
sheet toga.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's what a toga is. And if you don't show up in a toga,
and you better have a diaper on.
If you don't show up in a toga, that means you should be disqualified from the costumes.
Well, if it's toga, gods and goddesses,
yeah,
some of us can be Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, so now we have to go up there. So I have to get the.
You got
to
be thinking who is the goddess.
I have to get the lion skin and drape it across the lion head on top
of
Hercules.
The gold crown.
Baby. Oh, yeah.
Shave
very
all the hair.
Viking god. Yeah.
Shave all the hair off my chest.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. Well, that might take a week or two. No waxing there. Anyway, okay, too much TMI, but that's right. It's fun. We're with the girls.
Wax on.
We're celebrating.
Yes.
Well, you know, there's so many things going on. We've got close range with the powwow coming on. We've got a little bit longer range with the
Health Village we're working on.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, Health Village. We're hoping to break ground. I've been saying the end of the year, but now it's looking more like January, possibly. So we'll be breaking ground on the Health Village, which is located across Clear Creek, across the Rancheria. We've been working on designing that for the last few years, an amazing facility. And so that'll be coming online. And then, obviously, the casino project, we have dusted off the plans and working on updating the plans so that we can hopefully I get asked that all the time. Hopefully in the next year, 18 months, get off the ground with the casino also. So, you know, we've been going through the last couple of years, and my worst nightmare, but it is obviously a wonderful thing, is that both projects are sort of coming online around the same time. You know, we were hoping to have built the casino already, but we had delays along that. So now we'll be working on these two major projects for the next few years, and hoping that Reading has enough construction people to work on these projects. I know that Mercy's breaking ground on their project this month also. So I think Reading's got some major great projects coming online in the next couple of years.
It will be a lot of construction, a lot of jobs out there.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Then after they're finished, more jobs. And plus the fact our station is the only one that offers a lint removal or hair removal
system. I bought like 5 in a package. I'm not sure where I was, but I thought, I'm glad I brought it here.
Buford immediately heads for the girl with the black dress on.
Buford is also licking my toes and stealing my headpiece.
Oh, dear.
I love him, so he can do whatever he wants.
You know.
Okay, well, let's move right along from the licking of the toes part, okay?
He's starting to get a little weird that way.
Put him in the other room.
Time
out.
When his ears go back and he starts licking toes,
Stop, it's time for a timeout.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Tracy
Always
and
fun.
Maria and Miranda to come to learn what's going on with one of an important part of our community.
Mm-hmm.
And great things are happening out there. Reminding everybody
tonight.
Again, at 6 p.m., we're laying out the plan, the path forward for the Reading Rodeo with things we want to accomplish, things we can accomplish for our community. And it would be great if we could get the community out there to help support us. So all you have to do is just show up there at 6 p.m. And hopefully that they'll get us all on there in the front part of it. They'll front load it so we don't have to wait. But that's happening tonight. And the last time everybody, showed up, it was really, it really made a difference. So please come tonight and, show your support for the Reading Rodeo and keeping it here for another 76 years.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Reading Rancheria, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And Tracy, happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day, everybody. It's going to be a little bit cooler. And God bless America.
Gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.